kids to come up front with.
Okay, good morning.
Okay, what did you all do at Thanksgiving? We ate food, we did indeed. What else did you celebrated your dad's birthday? Is it on Thanksgiving or just his own Thanksgiving? Wow, that's special. Very good. Okay. Did how many of you had turkey? How many of you had ham? How many of you had sheep? You had sheep? How many of you had goats? No goats. Okay, just ham and turkey. Sounds like it was a good day. Well, I have over here by me a what? A crown. Now, this is actually, and Wonder Woman's in the movies right now, right? Okay. This is a Wonder Woman crown. And who, besides Wonder Woman, who wears a crown? Yes. You wear a crown? Who wears a crown? Yes. A monarch. Wow, that is a great answer. You know what a monarch is? Yeah, I'm sorry? Royalty. Correct. Have you all ever had a king or a queen before? Have you ever had a... You get the gold prize. We have all had a king before, haven't we? Does anybody remember by chance who our last king was? Huh? Jesus, you know what? I'm going to tell you a joke. Okay? A pastor was doing a children's sermon in church one day, and he described this thing that was kind of about that long, and it had a fluffy tail, and it had teeth that came down kind of like this, and he asked all the kids, he said, "What is it?" And one little kid said, "Well, I know we're in church, so I'm supposed to say Jesus, but it sure sounds like a squirrel to me." Okay? All right. Sometimes, who was our last, and you're right, and actually, I'm going to tell you how you're right in just a minute. Who was our last physical, who was our last human king? Anybody know? Anybody out here know? If you know, just raise your hand. All right. Our last human king was King George. Absolutely correct. We Americans don't really think about it, but we have all had a king. And our last king was King George. Okay? Now, let's go back to why you're right. Okay? Today is, in the church's year, today is called Christ the King Sunday. And this is the last Sunday of the church year. Next Sunday, the first year of Advent, will start the new year of the church year. So today, we all ask the question, who is your king? Now, I notice you claim that crown. Yeah, right. Yeah. I do want to ask, at school, did any of you, like when it was your birthday or something special, did a teacher ever have a crown for you to wear for that day? You did. What, do you remember what grade? First grade? You only got candy? Well, that's probably a better deal. In kindergarten. Okay, in kindergarten, in first grade, you wore a crown, and it might be that you could be the first in line when you went to lunch, right? Or it could be that you were the leader for the day, or it could be if something had to be taken to the office, you got to do it that day because it's your birthday, right? Okay? Kings have special privileges. But guess what Jesus the King always did? Jesus the King always asked the question, not how can I be more special than you? Jesus the King always asked the question, how can I help you? How can I be your servant? And the way that Jesus the King is different than King George is, King George always said, you're my subject, you better stay in line. King Jesus always says, wherever you are in life, even if you're hurting, I'm going to be right beside you. Because I'm not just your king, I'm your servant too. Let's pray together. King Jesus, thank you for being our brother. Thank you for being the one who stands beside us when life is dark. And thank you for standing beside us when we celebrate wonderful things like the holiday season. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, guys, you're going to go with Miss Susan today. And thank you very much. You want to keep it?